Manila, the Philippine National Police Anti-Cybercrime Group, PNPACG, announced it has identified netizens behind posting fake photos of missing Sabungero, cockfighting aficionados. The Philippine National Police Anti-Cybercrime Group, PNPACG, on Sunday announced it has identified the owners of the five Facebook accounts that posted misleading photos about the probe on the missing Sabungero, cockfighting aficionados. Colonel Froilan Lopez, chief of the Cyber Patrollers and Investigation Unit, said the posts were made by Shirna Rose Amparito, Candice De La Torre, Anthony De La Pena, Vince Lumendigo Ayudnikatab, Lou, and Grace Gamon Paines, who alleged that the bodies of the 31 missing persons were found in Tanay, Rizal. In a statement, PNPACG Chief Brigadier General Robert Rodriguez said the photos that circulated on social media were taken from an ambush incident in Barangay Calumanes, Digulungan, Maguindanao, where 9 died on February 12. As the ACG continues to intensify its campaign against cybercriminals, I would like to once again remind the public to use social media responsibly and to avoid the spreading of fake news, as disinformation only adds up to the emotional struggle and anguish of the family of the missing persons, Rodriguez said. Our cyber patrollers will continue to monitor daily, and the authors and the spreading of fake news will be investigated, he added. Interior Secretary Eduardo Año asked persons with information on the 31 missing cockfight enthusiasts to cooperate with authorities. Sa tingin ko, maso solve na rin ito sa lalong madaling panahon. Ang hinahinte lang natin dito lumabas pa yung witnesses, I think this will be resolved soon. We are just waiting for the witnesses to come out, Año said in a radio interview. Sobra na ito dahil 31 buhay ito at 31 pamilya ang napektuhan at nagahanapin yon at hindi makachalog. This is too much because 31 lives are involved and 31 families are affected, looking for them and having sleepless nights, he added. The PNP previously said the fake posts were apparent attempts to derail the investigation. The Senate has also opened an inquiry, while some lawmakers called on the Philippine Amusement and Gaming Corporation to suspend the licenses of electronic sabong operators pending the result of the investigation. PMT News Desk.